Blog Talk Radio.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Yo, yo, what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cuff. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond.
What's up with it, John? Man, don't change that sound. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And you tuned in live to Off the Cuff Radio. Better not touch that sound. Wiggling.
Yeah, yeah, this is Cassidy, the hustler. And right now, you listening to the Guillotine. Show them the respect they deserve, man. Off the Cut Radio, man. Y'all already know how they doing it, man. I need y'all to stay tuned. They've been doing it for years. So show them the respect they deserve. And you heard it out of bars, mom. Easy.
Keep it moving like this. Yo, this your boy Rampage. You're not rocking with the best. With Off the Cut Radio. Classic. History. Fix your face to all you haters. We off the cuff, baby.
What's up, everybody? This your girl, Bonnie Dollars, the queen of trap, representing Crenshaw, and you are now tuned in with Off the Cuff Radio. What's up?
What's up, y'all? This is Miss Irresistible, giving a shout-out to the live show on Friday nights, Off the Cuff Radio, and I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
Hey, what it ain't, what it do. Chilly Chill from that original Lynch Mob. Off the Cuff Radio always works that on Friday night. West West, y'all.
Nigga, you can't just kill me with the whole thing.
Yeah. April 29th, 1992. Day, some of the gang violence was finally through. We stopped some of the homicide drive-bys we do. You bout peace, nigga? Crooked eye dies with you. Remember Rodney King in the day the police beat him. We beat the police by achieving the peace treaty. A West Side, North Side, South and East treaty. A L.A., Watts, Compton and Long Beach treaty. And it wasn't a waster. The first time in my life I seen a neighborhood crip dap up a 8-tray gangster. Niggas from Pyru, some niggas from Showline. And Jesse Owens Park, cops stopped it in no time, they handcuff niggas. And even though my homie's paralyzed in a wheelchair, he a stand-up nigga. He put the LAPD in their proper place. They wanted to stop the unity, so he spit in the cops' face. Tell me talking about peace is soft. Young punk, you should never hate. I got homies who met that 187 face. I beg and pray every day they stepping through heaven's gate. My heart's poison for good, describe our lives. Maybe John Singleton could, boys in the hood. Maybe minister society, the one from the Hughes brothers, can show you that way more murders occur than the news covers. Children lose fathers, sisters lose brothers. All we got is each other, nobody else loves us. Every April 29th, I'm starching my 51s. I'm throwing my golf back, my day has just begun. I slip on my crocus sacks and bounce without any gun. Need a Benz in the garage, hop in the 61. Get the kids a couple of dollars, hanging out on the block. Call the homies, man, let's meet at the spot. It's the Kingston holiday. Crew. He went to prison and came home an Islamic dude. We paid homage to peace right in his backyard. Whether you say in Jesus' name or Allahu Akbar, we all heated, we know how deadly our straps are. Real niggas with stripes, we never had to act hard. Blue rag, red rag, purple rag, green rag, white tea, mean sack, Hennessy, weed in your crib. Not Christmas or Thanksgiving, but today's just as big.
Yo, what it do, y'all? King Eric in the building, episode 417 of the Livest Most Direct Show in the Streets is on the web, bloggers, whatever you want to call it, Off the Cuff Radio with it. And that song we just played right there was from Crooked Eye called Gangsta's Holiday. And I wanted to set that off because it's a representation of our guest tonight as we're bringing unification to the table. So we got T-Max with the facts on the line.
What to do, y'all. Shout out to, of course, Off the Cuff Radio. Shout out to, of course, Core Financial, Jesse Boutique, Dirty Basement Radio, King Air Productions, Buddy Boy Entertainment. You know, we are live and direct. And like King said, y'all, this is a very special show because our guest tonight is an example of Black excellence who is committed to changing the community through all colors of unity. This is for all Bloods, Crips, Pyrus, Damus, Valencia 18, La M.A., you know, no matter what side you rep, you know, 108th, East 97th, Brazil, Wilmington, Crenshaw, Treetop, Fruit Town, Grape Street, Nickerson Gardens, Bounty Hunt, it don't matter. This is all about, it's all inclusive about bringing everybody together. And for our guest to join us tonight to share his story, his movement, his motivation for the movement, and the greatness that he has achieved in the marathon that he is still carrying on to bring about peace is inspirational and exceptional. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the owner, the creator of South Central Unity Clothing, the one, the only, D. Carlos. What it is, man?
Man, how you guys doing?
We good, man.
What's good, my brother?
Great.
Man, good afternoon, man. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate the opportunity, man. Y'all guys got me here on a platform where I can talk about, you know, a positive movement that I have a passion about, that I had did, that I had expanded into a clothing line and everything else. So, man, I appreciate that.
Definitely, man. You know,
it's definitely an honor, man. I mean, just for you creating this clothing line that is unifying colors and unifying brothers. It's what we want to push through the masses and with the platform that we have, man. And before we go on, we just want people to know that the call number is 516-531-9596. If anybody have questions or donations or whatever you want to do, we on the line right now. So the floor is yours, Carlos. Tell us about yourself, man, and what made you want to get into the fashion business?
Man, let me tell you about myself. I'm 31 years old, born and raised in South Central, L.A., California. Grew up with a strong-minded single-parent mom, and just understood the life bringing. You feel me? Everybody go through, you know what I'm saying, poverty and stuff like that. And to me, it got numb to me because it was just something, you know, people that just didn't understand on the outside of the world, you know, when you go through, you feel me, so many ups and downs, you know, you don't want to become, you know, no thugger, but this, you know what I'm saying, this who became you, you know, made you. So that's why we have legalness, and that's why, you know, we get caught up with the justice system and everything else. And I just seen it. Just growing up in a lifestyle that you know, the whole South Central LA bring, the gangs and stuff, and just seeing it with the people that I grew up with and I lost too. And then, you know, and then my mom, she seen that that I had to become a leader in life. So she understand that she put me in a predicament, and I seen it a whole lot, you know, just in life in general. So I just wanted to become, you feel me, that leader and that example. And I also, you feel me, had got it in tune and start playing, you feel me, golf on the weekends when I wasn't kicking it, you feel me, with my homies or nothing like that, you feel me? Because it was like, you know, when you grew up in a single parent, mom's always, you know, saying working and stuff like that. So you have to do what you have to do, you feel me, just to see her, you feel me, to keep her smile on her face. So that was that, and that kept a smile on my face, you know, and that kept me understanding, like, oh, I can become a leader, because I was, you feel me, went to a whole different high school, and it was outside of South Central, it was like in the upper part, like Westchester and stuff, you know. But shout out to that, you know what I'm saying, comics and stuff. That also, you feel me, you know what I'm saying, understand, like, oh, you know, we all come from, you know what I'm saying, upbringings in life, you know. So we, you know what I'm saying, we can become better. So, so I just seen that. And I seen they was clicking up, too, with the Bloods and Crips, you know, a long time ago before I even put my image out. I just seen it with my brothers, you know what I'm saying, from another mother, you feel me, my friends and stuff, and just us just like starting a whole transition, you know, like we going to expand, you feel me, these gangs and stuff like that, because we want to, you feel me, join a brotherhood. We don't want to go that route, you feel me? So it was just, you know, I had used that and put it as a motivation for me just to grow in life, because I was still, you feel me, immature in ways. You know, I had seen ups and downs, you know, by getting into, you feel me, violence, you know, black on black, hate crime, violence. I got shot, couldn't walk for a whole, you know what I'm saying, year. So that was like a whole upcoming bringing for me, just to motivate me, you know what I'm saying, in life, just to, you know what I'm saying, just to bring, stay positive at the end of the day, because that's just who I am, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying, you want to, you feel me, you know what I'm saying, be positive anyway, because you see so much negativity. But you feel me, that's the whole upbringing, you feel me, a life of becoming a leader, because you know who you are at the end of the day. And so I seen that, you feel me, in me, you feel me, just walking, you feel me, and learning, because I had to learn how to walk. So like in life, they say you got to crawl before you walk. So you feel me, you don't really see it, you feel me, until you really do it. So that's something that, you feel me, I just took that accent, you know, on and just understood that, you feel me, because I seen that. And then I seen attention that I was getting in my city. It was all, it was like, you know, when people, you know what I'm saying, come up to you in L.A., they bang on you, like, oh, you from with you. So, you feel me, I have my shirt on, you know, I have my shirt on all the time, you feel me? So I tell them, you feel me, I'm from South Central, you feel me, you see that event, you know what I'm saying, tell them my brand, South Central Unified Unity, you know what I'm saying, they tell them, you feel me, with your hood, you know, and then, like, they say, like, okay, we like that, you feel me, but it wasn't, you feel me, putting out, you feel me, outside, how it is in social media, you feel me, as when Nipsey Hussle had passed away, you know. So that what made me expand into a fashion, because I seen, like, how you bring out, like, that you starting to embrace the culture, you know, starting to embrace what's going on, you know what I'm saying, in life. So my attention had got it was with this church, you know, and without my cousin, like a team, make a dream work, because my cousin, hey, and I couldn't walk, and he made sure that Nipsey, you feel me, he made sure the clothing line, you feel me, had got going, and made sure Nipsey had the shirt and everything, and everything happened for a reason, you know. He's, you feel me, focused on, you know, understanding that we gotta keep, you feel me, moving positive. So this is my platform, you feel me, to understand that, you feel me, I represent our culture and everything else that we got going in life. So, you know, so that's why I'm here, and to make sure that the marathon continues for life, that we have to stop, you feel me, trying to portray who we are in the upcoming bringings, because it sees growing, and things, you feel me, shouldn't even happen for no reason, but things do. So we got to, you feel me, continue having a strong mind and continue, you feel me, understanding that we leaders in life. You know, sometimes you have to lead, you feel me, you have to follow before you lead, but that's always, you feel me, a good example to you becoming a better and stronger leader in life. You feel me? So they just do it. You feel me? So, you know, they just, you know, you gotta. That's what this whole message is for the next coaches to understand that in life. You feel me? That we have to understand that we leaders. You feel me? No matter what we got going, because you want to be on a dream team. You feel me? Full of winners anyway. So we just gotta understand the little stuff. You feel me? Like waking up every day and having a roof over your head, you know, and the structures when it comes to little stuff in business like LLCs and stuff like that, just to get their mind off of, you feel me, the other stuff so they can keep their dreams and their hopes alive. You feel me? So that's just the whole movement. And then the fashion, you know, I just love, you feel me, just how the culture is. So I can't, you feel me, knock my culture, you feel me? So that's what I represent, you feel me? That's why I'm like, I'm standing this to the whole fashion brand. You know, I want this to be, you feel me, as big, you feel me, as they thought, you feel me, a whole, you feel me, gang was. Because this is something that, you feel me, we created. You know, you don't want to put America into making this into negativity as we keep going. If we come together, you feel me, and understand that, you know, it ain't just, you know, Bloods and Crips and this and that. We all brothers and sisters. We all come from, you know what I'm saying, the same dirt, same poverty, or whatever you want to call it. You know, we just got to just take over. You feel me? To the people that, you feel me, that are supposed to be protecting us, you feel me, at the end of the day, we see what's going on social media, you know, and we see on the news, you feel me, that we got, you feel me, so much hate on hate crime, and it's not just, you feel me, giving us respect, it's downing us, you feel me, it's making us hard, especially when we come, you feel me, from our area, culture, blacks, and stuff like that, and when we, you feel me, we come, same mission, you know, today's always want us to lay it down because we burned so many bridges. It's just, you feel me, just so crazy in this world. But yeah, that just my whole, you feel me, upbringing, this whole movement and my whole fashion, you feel me, to make sure that the next coaches become leaders and understand that the little stuff, you feel me, that we can, you feel me, achieve on our own. You feel me? Independently, you feel me? Just knowing the little stuff like LLCs, INs, you feel me? And putting it, you feel me, into our own name. You know what I'm saying? Just building it up and staying dedicated to wherever you know what I'm saying, doing in life. And we have great people, you feel me, that did it. You know what I'm saying? That people want to give us, you feel me, this old black history. Of course, we knew about Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, but we know other people too. You feel me? That was other, you feel me, in our history book too. You feel me, that die, you feel me, for what we had, you know what I'm saying, all that other stuff. So, yeah, and then, like, and I started, you feel me, so since it's a different, you feel me, culture, so I want to putting out my words and everything, you know what I'm saying, into the fashion. So instead of, you feel me, I let my action, you feel me, talk too with the fashion and everything else, because I'm all about action, speak out, and words. Yeah, that's just my whole upbringing and everything about South Central Unity, South Central Unified. Yeah.
No, it's all good, man. And the one thing about it, D, is when, you know, everything you said, we hear the passion, we hear the conviction, we hear the purpose in it. And, you know, one thing about it is, especially where you come from, you know, it's famous, you know, in terms of, you know, that whole area, you know, in terms of the genius that has birthed it, you know, of course, you know, Ava DuVernay, you know, John Singleton, rest in peace, you know,
yeah.
So many, you know, Issa Rae, you know, who have come from there, you know, Ice Cube, N.W.A., they all from South Central, you know, and the pedigree of entertainment and black excellence is deep. But also, too, we have to look at it from the street side of it in terms of South Central has been notorious for its violence. I think that's why your movement is so pronounced in terms of the importance, because it's about bridging that gap between rival sets that are sometimes no more than a block away from each other, but then unifying everybody. Yeah, and for those who didn't see it on your page, and before I get further, once again, I want to, on air, thank you for the gift you sent me. I received it today. I appreciate that so much, you know, and I'll definitely be rocking that to, you know, be a brand ambassador for y'all out here.
I didn't mean to cut you off. You was right about the violence, you know. Like, that's the whole thing about it, you know. They they want us to, I was talking to this one person, you know, it was talking about, they want us to put the weapons down, but they're giving us, you feel me, weapons like it's candy now these days, you know, so it's just so sad because people don't know, you feel me, your mind, you feel me, can kill, you feel me, a person, you feel me, faster than a bullet. You feel me? You just have to, you feel me, put your mind in the right, you feel me, perspective. You feel me? They don't know that. You feel me? Because people, you feel me, have survived anyway off of bullets. You feel me? Getting shot to the head and some more stuff. You get what I'm saying? They don't know, understand that. You feel me? That's how the famous Maya Angelou, you feel me, came, you feel me, so, you know what I'm saying, going into poetry and stuff. You feel me? Because she felt like she killed the next, you know what I'm saying, the next person, man, and the next person with her mind, instead of, you feel me, have to use, you know what I'm saying, a violent, you feel me, weapon or anything. But we don't know that as men, though, you feel me, because we have an ego, so we going to go off, you feel me, like it's nothing. You feel me? So I understand that, you know. So we just got to, you feel me, just take over what we have with the opportunity, though, what we have created. You feel me? Not just want to, you feel me, destruct into violence. But it's hard out here, though. You feel me? It's hard to win a war and win a battle, you feel me, when you fight, you feel me, with people, you feel me, with the justice system, you know. So you might think you won a war or a battle in the streets, but you still got to fight, you feel me, Justice America when it comes to it. But, yeah, let me cut you off about that. But, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you. That's why I had to give you, you feel me, like the whole thing, because you had to, because that was just me, you feel me, just giving, you feel me, understanding, like, you know, we were the, show people, like, hey, this is something, like, you represent, you feel me, you did something, you feel me, for the culture, you feel me, you have a platform, so here you go, you get what I'm saying, you did that, that's something that you feel me, have to understand, like, me, I see that, you feel me, your platform, so me, just out of appreciation, that's me, you know, yeah.
Yeah, and pushing culture forward is what we do on this show. You know, we always want to highlight all examples of Black excellence and everything that is pragmatic, you know, and positive, because there's so much negativity going out there, and to see somebody have a vision, you know, who has the foresight, the innate genius, the will and the desire to make it happen is to be commended. You know, I've always said in life, you know, for everybody's endeavor and trying to be excellent in life, we got enough critics. Let's have more cheerleaders to bring up people instead of trying to sit them on a bench. You know what I'm saying? Nipsey shouting out, you know, with Nipsey having a picture of your shirt, how big was that for you to get that endorsement from such a legendary figure from the streets and the music industry alike?
Man, that was like, to me, that was a great thing. That was a great thing to me. You feel me? Because like, he was a great person in our community. Like, man, like, you know, just not even like we want to put, you feel me, everything when it comes to, you feel me, his whole, you feel me, growing up when in poverty, just him becoming the uplifting of who he came, you feel me, into that person. And people seen that, you feel me, just off listening to his music. And just to have him, you feel me, you know what I'm saying, hold that. That's why I give my creation, you feel me, to my cousin, you feel me. That's why it hurts him, you feel me, because it's like, we grew up, you feel me, like, we didn't grow up like, oh, we got to fake it till you make it. You get what I'm saying? We grew up, you feel me, the opposite of that. You feel me? We going to make it, you feel me, not even, you feel me, and we going to look around, you feel me, you know what I'm saying, and make the fakery uplift us. You feel me? So to some people that might put some down, you get what I'm saying? And then to me, you feel me, that just uplifts me because, like, I already seen it, you feel me? But people like Nipsey, he was doing that, you feel me? Not even, that was him genuinely. So to see him, you feel me? See that, I already know that was just like, you feel me, another thing because we, you know what I'm saying, from the same, you feel me, upcoming poverty and everything. So that was just, you know what I'm saying, that was just a great thing. But it was just like a bad thing because he had passed away. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was nothing, you feel me? Something should happen, you know? And just the whole conclusion of him passing away, that was kind of weak, so... You know, that was another, you feel me, bad, you feel me, look, too, at some people, you know, like, you know, because it's like, we don't want, you feel me, like, you know what I'm saying, to turn over, you feel me, you know what I'm saying? We want to steal, you feel me? You know, but like, you know, like his mother said, when he passed away, you feel me, he created seeds in life. So, man, we see the whole world, and I'm grateful for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm grateful for that. So him holding it up, that put a platform on me, because when he passed away, we was on War Star. You feel me? I had my friends. You feel me? I'm talking about it. This whole 5 years, 4 years, me walking, learning how to walk. I'm preaching. You feel me? Wearing a shirt. So everybody knew when Nipsey passed away, they had the chance. They holding up the red and blue rag. You feel me? We're out driving around Crenshaw. You feel me? All on. They got it on War Star and everything. So that was, you feel me? Like, dang. You know, like, man, I'm. That's great, you know, and then everybody, you feel me, understanding it, you feel me, like, oh, that's a great, you feel me, image, I love it, you feel me, the whole war adapting to the whole movement, you feel me, with the red and blue, you know, and oh, man, that's great, you feel me, like, you know, just to have him, you know, like, man, keep him, you feel me, understanding, like, this is what he been doing, you feel me, he motivating, you feel me, young brothers like me, you feel me, young brothers, like, you know, so they just, you feel me, just kind of like the, like, it was just, you feel me, like, thing, I guess it, you feel me, it was great for me, like I said, so I just wish, you know, like Nipsey, you feel me, would have stand, you know what I'm saying, would have been here, you feel me, because it's like, to some people, like I said, they not, you feel me, strong-minded at some point, so to me, you feel me, I just, you know, understand, like, that motivated, you feel me, like, man, you feel me,
his marathon continues forever. Especially when a lot of these guys, as soon as they hit a certain part of power position, or they hit a certain tax bracket, they all of a sudden just, you know, don't want to really rock with the little guy anymore. See, that's what all we loved about Nip was, like, he always rep for the little guy. He wanted to see the underground, the underdog win.
Yeah.
Because he always was the underdog. You got to understand, us being black, you feel me, in America, that's what we is. We underdogs out here in America as black people. That's ignorant, you feel me, to say. But it's true. You know what I'm saying? So when we do, you feel me, make it. And we know, like, we got people who can relate, poverty and stuff like that. Nick, you feel me, he ain't going, you feel me, he know, like, he made it being independent anyway. So, hey, you know, he can do, you feel me, go back, give back, and all that, you feel me, and show, you feel me, the younger crowd, you feel me, with the little, you feel me, you know what I'm saying, vision right now, you feel me, just give them a bigger vision, because, like, man, I came from where you come from, so, you know what I'm saying, look at me now, so, yeah, so that was a great thing, you feel me, like, for real.
Yeah, it was, and when people look at the trajectory of what it, I think that's why Nipsey's story resonates with so many people to this day, because, shout out to Twan Gotti, of course, you know, who was one of Nipsey's early collaborators in videography in terms of documenting his journey, you know. And, you know, when Nipsey passed, that hurt us because we were in the process of trying to get Nipsey on the show. You know, we had mutual friends and we were, you know, obviously trying to work that out to have him come on. So that was a blow for us as well. But Nipsey did get to see what we did in terms of the program a day before he was killed, and he gave us a shout. And, you know, King and myself, we were just like little kids. We were just, like, elated, like, man.
Yeah.
When you look at it in terms of, you know, gang culture out there, because over the past roughly 10, 15 years now, we've seen it become more mainstream. We've seen a lot of artists not from California trying to adopt that role. We're not going to say names here because everybody knows, and we're not that type of show to put everybody out there. But if you know the culture, you know what's going on in the music, you see the news, you see a lot of people trying to claim sets, trying to claim colors. They didn't grow up in that situation, and they didn't grow up in that hood. You're born and raised in South Central. You've seen it all, Carlos.
Man, what's your
feelings of
that? Yeah. Man, I'm going to give you a great example just of me. Understanding, like, my brothers, you feel me, we call it AKA Sandbox. So, you know, in L.A., we starting our own, you feel me, like starting from, like, hey, you feel me, recruiting, you feel me, us little, you know what I'm saying, while we in middle school, because we know we not able, you feel me, to get out there, you feel me, in the streets and gang bang, because, you know what I'm saying, our mom like, hey, you better get in, you feel me, streetlights come in, you feel me, woo, 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 you know what I'm saying. Then we had a few cats, you know, just always like, man, I just want to hustle, you feel me, so they would go spend after school time, you feel me, using their money to get chips and juices or whatever, you feel me, and then get something to eat, and then, you know what I'm saying, go back, but they know, you feel me, in poverty, that's in L.A., you feel me, it's either you going, you feel me, be this or that, you know, or just be just a weirdo, you know, so it's either you're going to gangbang or, you feel me, know that, you feel me, that you're not going to, you feel me, gangbang in your own mind or whatever hood that you want to do it and expand it, but you're going to, you feel me, understand, like, okay, I'm just going to bang, you feel me, to be a great athlete or a great, you feel me, whoop-de-whoop, and you feel me, represent my poverty area or this and that area. You get what I'm saying? So that's what, you feel me, get a lot of people, you feel me, mixed up, you feel me, like, hey, you haven't, you feel me, put in, you feel me, no work in this area, you feel me, a long time, my man. You get what I'm saying? So now you don't need to be, you feel me, claiming this and that. No, you need to understand that you, you feel me, is a leader now. You get what I'm saying? God gave you opportunity to understand that you, you feel me, did your, you feel me, banging, you feel me, in your mind so hard that you're numb to it, that you don't even need to, you feel me, be out there or need to throw up, you know what I'm saying? People just need to look at you and just give you respect now. And I just, you feel me, how it is. But people's mindset is different, because they didn't grow up, you feel me, in that, you feel me, environment, you know what I'm saying? Because Cali, you feel me, just like the DA, you feel me, they just want to, you feel me, like make us, you feel me, look bad, because we already know they put that, you feel me, you know what I'm saying, the crack air and all that, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to talk about that, though. But they just, you feel me, the America just helped expand it, you feel me, get to other, you feel me, cities and stuff and other states and, you know what I'm saying, the valley to make guys, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, knowing the culture and stuff about it.
Nah, D, we can talk about the crack era in terms of it. No, we can talk about it.
Yeah, I'm in. Because that crack, man, because that.
That's
documented.
Yeah, I mean, look, one thing about it on this show that King and myself,
the whole L.A.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the CIA with the Contras, you know, fighting the Sandinista government in El Salvador, we know all of this. Ali North, you know, going back to Reagan, this is not stuff we're just blowing smoke on. This is documented. This is historical. We, you know, all this stuff was going on in terms of the money that was coming from the street with Free Ray Ricky. We can say his name on there because he's a friend of the show. And shout out to the real Rick Ross, Free LA Freeway Ricky.
Sure.
He's a friend of ours. We had him on. He's talked about his past. We can speak on that, you know, responsibly. We're not gonna ever be errant or reckless.
I just hate talking about it, though. Because, you know what I'm saying, it messed the whole family era. But, you know.
Understood.
You know what I'm saying, that whole
Understood.
LA thing, yeah.
Understood.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah,
but,
it's
you know,
the, yeah, it's bad to the it's really bad to the effects of where you start seeing the after effects of it today.
Yeah,
like, we still haven't really recovered from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and it put people, you feel me, sidetracked because I knew, you feel me, you know what I'm saying, a couple of people, you feel me, in the gang area because they like, man, you know, I wanna become better than my family, so, you know, I'm not even going to join a family gang, or I'm just going to join this gang, whatever, that live, you know what I'm saying, my mom, whoever, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, so you want to become better, and it's kind of, you feel me, weak, you know, because, like, not knowing, you feel me, you feel me, getting into the culture, you feel me, that they just curated, but just in your own way, you know, that's just how it is, though, that should be, you know, that's life, you know, because I just look at it like, dang. You know, we just got to lead by example, you know, because sometimes I'll be wanting to reach out to them, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I do, you feel me, and everything, you know, and try to, you feel me, give them all that, but, you feel me, they just rather, you feel me, understand the little stuff, you feel me, got people just want to just go to jail, just get off a needy, you know what I'm saying, like, just to get shelter and stuff, that's kind of lame, but, you know, but, yeah, I didn't mean to cut y'all off, though, about that.
No, you good, man. We want our guests to talk. That's why we do the show, for our guests to, you know, tell their story. Shout out to Rashidi Harper of Hip Hop Uncovered. We had him on a couple months ago, and You know, of course, the legendary OG of music and film and the streets, Ice-T, you know, in Hip Hop Uncovered, when Ice-T was talking about how he was coming up in the streets and about how he began, you know, he used the figurative sense of how he saw his homeboys, you know, running towards and they were falling off a cliff because he started seeing all his friends dying and getting locked up. So he said he was on that cliff. So he's running back telling his friends heading that way, like, I was there and I almost went over that ledge. Like, don't go this way. Go that way towards positivity. You know, how's, you know, Baron Davis, you know, so many people, you know, Jeff Trepanier to play the USC. Of course, Keyshawn Johnson, you know, DeMar DeRozan, you know, Venus and Serena Williams, you know, just to name a few of the distinguished alumni that have come out of South Central and have become, you know, not only famous people, but culture shifters, world ambassadors, you know, for what they do. What is it about it growing up out there that while there is a lot of tragedy and violence, it also brings some of the most beautiful stories in terms of growth, development, excellence, succeeding, and influencing? Because y'all just got something in the water out there that just brings about just unlimited influence and genius. Tell us about it.
Well, like they say, Cali got the, you know, most beautiful weather and stuff like that. So I guess when people start understanding, you feel me, like it's not so just beautiful, you feel me, outside, you feel me, and inside. And that's what, you feel me, make the story even more beautiful, because it's like you looking at the outside, but really what's really inside, what's going on, you know. So, and that's why, you feel me, people don't understand. Like, that's why you don't want to go back, you feel me, to that area growing, you feel me? You just want to, you feel me, understand, like, oh, I want to go back and, you feel me, and just, you feel me, embrace, you feel me, what I have became, you feel me, and just, you feel me, and do like Nipsey did, you feel me? Like, I'm going to go embrace it and talk to my people and stuff like that and give, you know, and understand, like, dang, this will make me at the end of the day. It's the reason why I'm at the top. So that's what makes the story so beautiful. But also, it's a lot of, you feel me, ups and downs, because it's like, out here, you feel me, we want to get attention off, you feel me, like who can have a strong mind, you feel me, when it comes to, you feel me, when it comes to battles and stuff, like when a person like, oh, bang on you, or when a person, you feel me, over here, you know what I'm saying, really, you know what I'm saying, picking on you, you feel me, because he thinking you from this and that, you feel me, so that kind of, you feel me, gets you on that urge, you feel me, like, man, I'm tired of this, you feel me, because it's like in our culture, you feel me, like, since it was so much crack era and stuff like that, a lot of our parents, you feel me, want us to become better anyway, you feel me, so that's what give us another mindset, whoever raised us, granny or aunties and stuff like that, you feel me, give us, you feel me, a great mindset, you feel me, like, man, you feel me, I want to, you know what I'm saying, don't want to go, you know what I'm saying, back to what y'all, you know what I'm saying, what, you know, like all that other stuff, because it was too much, you know, out here. Because you got to go back, you feel me, of understanding, like, dang, you feel me, like, if I go back to the hood, is I'm going to have security for my homies because I'm not even from that hood or nothing like that, you feel me? So that give a lot of people, you feel me, don't even want to go back, you feel me, to that community and stuff, because they not even, you feel me, this and that, you know. But also, you feel me, got people, you feel me, that put in, like, the whole, you feel me, nine ground, your mama stay here, you get what I'm saying, so you from this area, so we got your security, your protection, your granny, whoever stay in this area, we got your security, your protection, you good, you feel me, like Paul Pierce, Baron Davis, and stuff like that, and all them people, like, you know what I'm saying, because they got that, you feel me, and they make them, because they people like, hey, you want to, you feel me, come and look at us, you feel me, the people that's on the corner, drunks, and the want to be sherm gangbangers, like, nah, you feel me, I just want to, you feel me, and keep, you feel me, banging and just keep balling out, you feel me, and don't, you know what I'm saying, want to turn around, and then you want to, you feel me, understand it in life, you know, you want to, you know what I'm saying, have, you feel me, financial values, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying, you giving your mom, you feel me, something that she can't even give you, and your parents, and, you know what I'm saying, whoever, you feel me, grew up around you in the community, you know, you're like, dang, you know, like, oh, I don't even want to, You feel me? I got too much, you feel me, uplifting, too much, you feel me, insurance that I have to take care of, you know? Like, what, you know what I'm saying? I'm not finna put my position, you feel me, and just mess up everything got going on. Like, nah, you know, so that's what people look at that stuff, too, you know? But, yeah. Hello?
Yeah, and it's serious out there, man, because when you look at it in terms of, you know, South Central, you know, when you look at it, it's, you know, it's 16 square miles. You know, for those that don't know the geography of it, we'll break it down for you in terms of the four major cities that are involved are Los Angeles, Compton, Inglewood, and Hawthorne, and it is spread out over 16 square miles, you know, but South L.A. in general, in terms of that radius, is a 51 square mile radius. You know what I'm saying? It's heavy out there in terms of where from, you know, how you see a lot of these, a lot of individuals come together, you know, whether through, you know, hospitality or hostility, and where you see such a mix of, you know, different areas just coming together. Musically, you know, from which you growing up in terms of, you know, hip-hop, in terms of who were some of the artists you listened to growing up that really, like, made you fall in love with hip-hop culture in terms of really, like, once it really hit you, like, yo, I'm, like they're doing this for us, and then you realize, like, the type of weight that your city held in terms of the dopeness that was coming out of it.
Yeah, it was Biggie, man. Big Papa, man, Biggie Smalls, man.
Okay, so
like, even though I'm from the West,
okay.
It was different because it was like East was winning, you feel me, when I was, you know what I'm saying, I'm born in 1990, you know what I'm saying, that's when East, you know what I'm saying, I ain't gonna lie, East music was winning over here, you feel me, had Dip, you feel me, Dip said all them whole, you know what I'm saying, Rock Nation, those are big bosses. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Dang, Dad, let me give a FUBU. You know what I'm saying? All this. You know, so it was like, you know, and you really had, you know, because the Death Row days had really, like, cause I was still, like, youngin', you feel me? Like, in the 90s, that's when the Death Row days had, like, started die down, and you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but Biggie, you feel me, was one of them. And then I was listening to, I like DJ Battle Cat. For me, DJ Battle Cat, he was a great producer.
Legend,
from working with Snoop Dogg. Yeah, man, like Snoop Dogg, Snoop.
Yeah, man.
Especially with Big, because you know, he started to bring it back to the West. It was like everybody was like, really like talking about gangbang, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like even though you feel me, we had YG going on, no disrespect to him, but they was just like, you feel me, too much on it, you feel me? So you wouldn't want to play that around, you feel me, old folks and them, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so, like, Nipsey Music, Kendrick Lamar, all them, you feel me? And then, like, shout out to the whole TDE crew. Like, they don't even know, like, those are people, like, really give back out to the community, too. Like, on some, like, they just, you feel me, use their platform, how J-Rock, you feel me, all them, you feel me, and just took over, you feel me, like, you know, transition a whole lot of people's minds and how they, you feel me, come at, you feel me, lyrics and, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. So that was a great, you know what I'm saying, thing for them because they came up with ownership, too. So there was, like, a lot for them to run and, you know what I'm saying, do, too. That's why they was able to give back, you feel me, towards the community, too. So, yeah, I was just listening to Biggie Small. I mean, that influenced me was Biggie, you feel me, and then Snoop Dogg, and then the NWA crew. And then, you know, I was listening to Nipsey, you know, that was just the only one, really. And then, you know, the South is killing right now, you know, right now in this new era, you feel me, with this new wave. So I shout out to, you know what I'm saying, the whole South and that era and stuff like that, you know, they got going. But, yeah. But basically, you know, Biggie, because I like this dude, man. He came up and he had, like, a great, you feel me, background and everything to it. You know, I like the Nas, too. It's crazy. I just liked it, the East Coast, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I was growing up, man, you feel me? But, yeah.
Now, I want to ask you guys a hip-hop question here now. Now, it was big news that Kendrick Lamar, he dropping his album probably anytime, maybe this, probably this following week. Now he's leaving TDE. He's fulfilling his contract. Do you guys think that TDE can recover now that Kendrick is leaving?
Of course, you know what I'm saying? Of course they can't, because the team already make a drink work, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not just one person, you feel me? It's like they build a franchise, you feel me? They franchise, you feel me, it's stamped, you feel me? Just like the Lakers in New York, you know what I'm saying, NBA. Like, they franchise is stamped, so they can get, you feel me, anybody they want really to replace them or whatever, you know? So it's different with them, you know? This is different, you feel me? Because it's like Kendrick, he, you know what I'm saying, even though he was like, you know what I'm saying, the young goal at 18, though, they don't know, you feel me? He wasn't the person that started they whole movement, though. You feel me? So, yeah. Because J-Rock was one of the first persons, you feel me, to really get the buzz. You feel me? He had the song with Lil Wayne and stuff like that. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then he got his buzz off from street, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? So it was just, you know what I'm saying, and people seeing that, like, okay, how y'all transition too, you feel me? Like, oh, man, that's my respect, you know? So for everybody with the buzz, and you feel me, as you can see with the Chris and Nissy and them, you feel me? He was like, man, you feel me? I mess with y'all, you feel me? He even got, you feel me, a couple of they, you feel me, crew members and shit on his team, you feel me? Like, Killer Twan and them, so.
Shout out to KT, you know, represent Ipsen, of course. You know, when you talk about Top Dog, we would be remiss without shouting out Schoolboy, you know, representing Five Dudes Hoover. You know, we see y'all out there. Much respect, of course. You know, with JID, we can't forget Absol, you know, the Nucleus, the Black Hippie. You know, one thing about it, you know, to answer King's question, Kendrick is he is a transcendent. He is an exceptional. He is a legendary talent. While what you said, Carlos, about, you know, J-Rock, you know, really kind of being one of the first, this is no respect to J-Rock, no disrespect to J-Rock at all, because J-Rock is just unbelievable. Shout out to Watts, you know, and Nickerson Garden, you know, specifically, you know, Bounty Hunters, we see y'all. But Kendrick came in with a Kendrick just came in with a gift. For those that have listened to Section 80, which was his first official album, but for those that really, really know about when he did the youngest head nigga in charge mixtape when he was 16.
Yeah, hey, that was hard.
Yeah, so it's like, and you, if you
got that, I've been okay, but yeah, he's nice.
Yeah, but Kendrick just took it to another level, and to me, him and Top Dog are now synonymous with each other. It's like you can't have one without the other, because they built this together in terms of what they became, especially to the point now that he was co-owner of it. So it's they understand the vision that they set out. Shout out to Anthony Tiffler, the founder of the label, you know, everybody there. But it's like Kendrick, I couldn't see him leaving, in terms of, because they've come too far. I mean, together. Now, you know, with SZA, now you got, they're bringing along SZA and so many other acts. It's like,
it's a big transition. You know, it's like, it's a big transition. It's like,
It's like
you using your star point guard.
Yeah, but I believe, like, people gotta, like, understand, like, because it's, like, it's different, because, like, all right, when J-Rock, like I said, J-Rock was the star point guard of that thing. So when J-Rock was on tour with the LAX with Nipsey, J-Rock was, you feel me, then Kendrick get the platform, because he knew, like, hey, you feel me, when you know what I'm saying? Like, man, I know, you feel me, you can become better, you feel me, like the dream team. Like, hey, come on, Kobe, we need you. You done missing, you know what I'm saying? So we going to let you get all of the, you know what I'm saying, because we understand, like, you feel me, you going to bring something different. You going to change and make us, you feel me? And Kendrick seemed like they had to own it. In today's, you feel me, world, like, you have to, like, involve yourself, you feel me, in type of politics when it comes to the streets just to make it. You get what I'm saying? So that, you know what I'm saying, all that streets politics, on that, you know what I'm saying, blood stuff, you feel me, as you can hear and listen in Kendrick music and his sound, that wasn't him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you feel me, so we already, you know what I'm saying, like, kind of, you feel me, But you have to understand, like, you know, Kendrick is loyal, you feel me? So he going to automatically, you feel me, go back to whoever, you feel me, get him. You feel me? So he going to represent that, you feel me, Compton, the Bloods, and all that, you feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? And then Ray, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Look how he changed it. So that, you know, so he had to, you feel me, understand, like, man, I have more ownership. I got to do what I want to. You feel me? So that was a great thing for him, too. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, you know, as you listen and hearing his music, he don't want to evolve. He don't want to evolve himself, you feel me, into that. And then seeing a person like Nipsey, you feel me, die and stuff like that. And as you can, you know, they, you know what I'm saying, that might put a person, you feel me, like, dang, like Kendrick, like, man, I can be giving back, you know what I'm saying, my, you know, so you don't want to, you feel me, talk about that, you feel me, so. We just want to just, you know what I'm saying, embrace, you feel me, and understand, you feel me, that's just who he is, you know, and keep on, you feel me. I'm still going to be his biggest fan, you know, whoever, you know, said he rock with. And I'm understanding, you feel me, TDE, they real life talk dogs, and, you know what I'm saying, they really made their name. So just like, you feel me, All Money In, the marathon continues, and they brand, so yeah, they made theirs, though, for real. So I believe they can get, you feel me, somebody better, or, you know what I'm saying, because they know what they're doing, though. You know what I'm saying? Because they know, like, okay, we want, you feel me, that mainstream money right now, so we got to do something different. You feel me? So they know what you're doing when it comes to, you feel me, financially, and you got ownership and opportunities, and they have, you feel me, that guideline, the vision anyway from Suge Knight and all that Death Row days, so,
Go ahead, Ken. I have good faith that they're gonna probably rebuild because they learned, they peeped the game from how the other ones that came before them did it, like the Suge Knights and the Eazy-E's and all them. So they come, they kind of come from that claw. So they're gonna look at it like, okay, we're not gonna make the mistakes that these guys made, and we're just gonna push the bird further in the sky.
We not just gonna be bosses and trying to still involve ourselves in the street politics. Now we gonna be, you feel me, strictly bosses, like you saying, go to the sky.
That part. Yeah, man.
I believe they can stay at the top.
Yeah, and when you look at the industry, how it has come, you know, in reference to labels, we've seen it so many. Built from the ground up, you know, Top Dawg was something local that turned into an international brand. We don't need to keep beating a dead horse about what happened with Ruthless and Death Row. Those stories have already been told so many times. But what you said, Carlos, but what Carlos said, Carlos, is true about, you know, how you have to make that transition in terms of understanding that it becomes a business and it has to be about the music and certain politics of the street, and outright thuggery cannot be involved in it, you know, when we even look at, you know, a lot of times I think when we look at the branding of the artists themselves, because King and myself are older, you know, so we, you know, and lifelong hip-hop nerds, you know, children of the culture, so we've studied, we've seen all of these things in terms of how back in the day when you had artists like the great legendary Rakim Allah, you know, how there was always a lot of questions about, you know, it was never a question about Rakim was fake because we knew he wasn't fake. It's just that this dude was just so smooth on the street. It's like everybody was like, yo, what does this dude really do with, does it in, outside of rap? You know, KRS had a pretty solid street reputation before he got into, you know, the game of music. So I said that to say that a lot of artists coming in from our time in the 80s and early 90s, there was this unmentioned element of an indescribable cool, a certain presence, something that certified them as being official, even if you didn't necessarily know what that officialness, how far it went, but you knew it was not fake, it was authentic. And I think now we have a lot of these artists today who are trying to manufacture a certain type of menace and danger where we've seen at times what happens when it goes sideways and people get caught in stuff, not understanding what street culture really entails, you know. And even if they are from the street, you know, once again, you have to separate it from business. When you look at Nipsey, you know, Nipsey was about as official as they got. You know, shout out to, you know, him and Black Sam. You know, I mean, shout out to all Money In crew. Yeah. Of course, like you said, Killer Twan. We can't forget Pac-Man, the Gunman. Yeah. We got to shout out Jay Stone, G.I. Joe. You know, all the six on top there, man. You know, everybody. You know, but, you know, Nipsey was a dude who already had a reputation on the street and transitioned it successfully to music. And that's, how do you feel about an artist coming in who, you know, should just rely on their skills as opposed to trying to be something that they're not?
Yeah, that's what makes the music bad. They lame. You know what I'm saying? That's lame. And that's what makes their real life, you feel me? That's just how these fools out here is, you know what I'm saying? Want to be, you feel me? As you can see, we got a grown man that's 50 years old. You know, so like you said, we're not bringing on time. You know, it's lame. It's lame. I can say it's lame. And it makes that, that's why the music sound like that, though. I like it, though. I mean, I like the sound of the music, you feel me? But like you said, I don't like how they, you feel me, like using, you feel me, a whole, and trying to imitate, trying to be the next person. That's lame. You feel me? Like, no. You feel me? Like, nah. Just to get some street cred up, and then when the situation hits you, you over here looking, you know what I'm saying, dummy. You feel me? You bringing up, you know what I'm saying, on call, snitching. Like, man, I be like, lame, man. Like, this whole thing, like, for real. Like, the gold gang ain't culture, lame. It made me, you feel me, like, dang, you know, like, let me just, you feel me, keep it, you feel me, positive, you feel me? Because it's like, you over here, you feel me, thinking, you know what I'm saying, doing something positive, but real life, you feel me, in the street is lame because you over here, you feel me, trying to imitate somebody that really, you feel me, put in work and time, and then you over here decreasing, you feel me, something that's already, you feel me, in this ugly situation with so many violence, you know, and you just, you know what I'm saying, making it into an entertainment when you have a platform, and that just, man, and that just put, you know what I'm saying, the whole thing, you feel me, just, I'm just like, man, we just need to start understanding, like, we do have a platform, you feel me? Let's just understand. If we're going to change and do it our way, let's just, you feel me, keep it, you know what I'm saying, positive, and just, you know what I'm saying, like, understand that, you know, this can happen to you, you feel me, someday. So let's just keep it positive and change, you know what I'm saying? Keep changing. But that whole image change, yeah, that's lame, man. I get a lot of people killed, you feel me, beat up and everything, like, and then you got fools, you feel me, want to act all hard, you feel me, just because, like, stop it, you feel me, like, you over here trying to be a promoter or this and that, but you want to, you know what I'm saying, do, you know what I'm saying, stuff out, you know what I'm saying, in the streets, but you, you know, and that put peer pressure, like, on people, like, hold on, you know what I'm saying, play with their ego mindset, because you over here trying to do something that, you know what I'm saying, we know that you feel me, ain't even about or something, you feel me, and that's why sometimes things happen, you know, you're like, dang, why is that, you know, that's dumb, you feel me, but yeah, I just like, yeah, that's lame, man, I don't, know what I'm saying, I don't take it, I don't entertain that, you know, I really don't. You feel me? I don't entertain it. I hate it because it's like, man, they using that platform and they got so much money. They just want to just don't even know. And then they over here asking you your next set. But they can, you know, that'd be crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy, man. Like, especially with King Von, you know, his situation and stuff. That was kind of crazy.
Rest in peace.
Stuff too, man.
Yeah, and you know, shout out O'Block in Chicago where he was rocking, you know, because Vaughn was a real street dude, you know, but you know, you had a situation with an individual you know, because a lot of times too, when you look at some of these beefs that come up with some of these guys, a lot of times these are misunderstandings. Shout out to the legend Ice-T again, because he said in an interview one time about how a lot of times these beefs start, it's sometimes not even, or the artists may have problems with each other, but usually when the violence comes, it's not from the artists themselves, it's from everybody in the crew.
So the entourage.
And then they see somebody, the entourage see each other, then all of a sudden, you know, stuff gets there, you know, middle fingers go up, somebody your mama, and then it just it escalates into something else, you know. You know, but
it do, man, and then it make y'all look like stump, and then put them in a situation. Now they crying at the end of the day. You feel me? Like they growing and all this other stuff. That's lame. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what situation you put yourself in. If you had to part, like I said, your mind, you didn't have to, you feel me, trying, like you said, these live rappers trying to imitate what they do, but when it hit you in the fan, you feel me, like, we numb to that, seeing that, you feel me, and you see, it just, so now we got, you know what I'm saying, cameras and stuff, you feel me, but it's like, dang, you feel me, you could have, you feel me, you had the power, we seen niggas, you feel me, like, use their mind, OGs, understand, like, hey, but, you know what I'm saying, woo, you know, like, put their homies in check, you feel me, like, if, especially when you're the breadwinner. You feel me? It's some type of respect anyway. You feel me? A lot of people don't even have the respect anyway. So,
yeah.
You feel me? They end up taking what that,
what's happening now is they're getting rewarded for the behavior. That's why people continue to go further with it.
And it's not good. Like, like I was just saying, old boy over here, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Crying to my big bro. Like you said, they getting rewarded. Like, you on TV, you know what I'm saying? Then you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Talking about you just
followers.
Like, why is you even on TV? Why is you still, you know, you feel me? So it's kind of like, dang. Like you said, people getting rewarded. Like, why? You know, that's crazy. But they don't know, like, how much power that you have, you feel me, to make yourself look so hard. You have a power to change, you feel me, the whole universe, the whole community. Man. You know what I'm saying? You just using your power in the wrong way. You using it, you feel me? That's crazy.
Yeah, you know, when we look
at the followers get boosted. They went from, they go from 2,000 followers to all of a sudden 500K. So, the answers get boosted.
Yeah, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, when we look at the street legends out there, shout out, you know, to the late great T. Rogers, you know, representing T-Stone out of the jungles, you know, Baldwin Village, you know. Of course, you know, we got a shout out, of course, you know, Raymond Washington, you know, and Tukey Williams, you know, who are OGs.
Yeah,
you know, when we look at a situation of how a lot of these young guys come in the game. And, yeah, I'm going to go there because, you know, because he did it to himself. Because when we look at what you said, Carlos, about how you're trying to get in the game to do right, and then you got a certain individual, yes, Soulja Boy, we're going to mention you now, about how, you know, he was trying to hang out, you know, he was trying to hang out in the hood, you know, and, you know, and trying to act like... Yeah, like, he's trying to act like he's from the hood, you know, out in L.A., and it's like, you know, and I'm like, dude, you're rich. I guess we could say famous if you want
to
give a loose definition of it.
Why go back into the man?
Yeah. And then trying to act like he's really thorough from that. I'm like, dude, I'm like, these dudes don't know you like that. You're not from, look, what they say in the West, especially from the town, you're not grown, you ain't sprout from the turf, man. You know, so it's like,
man, you feel me?
You know, but,
Yeah,
but you're making the money. I guess when it comes to success, you are making the money. Obviously, it's not even, I guess, it is the definitive. You're making the money. You're cultivating these resources to come out the hood and to try to get into a better situation, not stay in it to where you got people who know that you're food because they don't have any. So they ain't got none in their refrigerator. Guess what? They're going to raid yours. And guess what? They probably might kill you trying to get in yours, you know? So that's
crazy, man.
A
Soulja Boy, he did a lot though. Like Soulja Boy, he don't understand. He got a lot of, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Understand that he was a straight, you know what I'm saying, leader to a lot of this music that we hear right now. So, you know what I'm saying? But like you know what I'm saying, with his mindset of making, you feel me, understanding his choices and stuff was wrong. Like, you feel me? You over here, you know what I'm saying, when I'm trying to be a big, content, like, come on, man, that's clownish. You rich, though. You on a road, though. You ain't even, you know what I'm saying? Like, they need to, you feel me, change their mindset, though. But to me, I just think it was lame, you know, and just, you know, just be like, oh, okay. because that's just the culture anyway, though, you feel me? Like, you know, so when they're young, you know, you have a lot of maturing and growing to do anyway, you feel me, as men, because I'll be seeing it all around, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? You might see you mature a lot of your closer relatives and stuff like that, you know, of upbringing situations of, you know what I'm saying, life, you know, so people might want to mature in another way, you know, so they just don't know, you feel me? They don't have no male guidance. We didn't miss out on a lot of male guidance, you feel me? Like me, you feel me? I feel like I've made a lot of, you know what I'm saying, choices, you feel me? Failed choices of men because I didn't have no male guidance, you feel me? But I'm not, you feel me, dwelling in me because I think, believe everything happened for a reason. But it's just like, you know what I'm saying? You be like, dang, I wish I had that. Woo-dee-woo. You feel me? But it's okay. That's what makes you stronger in life. You feel me? Make you understand. You feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? Once soldier will understand, you feel me? Something hit him, you feel me? Reality, you know? But, you know what I'm saying? He ain't even saying big blood now, though, in his latest interviews. He's just bragging about, you feel me, what he did. Okay, how much money you getting? Okay.
he's been capping about that whole Atari, about how he owned Atari, and that was another cap. So that dude got more caps than New Era and Mitchell and Ness put together.
He got more caps than Foot Locker, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you. So the way, tell him.
No.
But going back to the fashion conversation and everything, like, what is one of the main struggles that you have to probably deal with, you know, as a black fashionist? Because, you know, the culture always glorifies, you know, the Euro fashions like Gucci and Prada and Ralph, though. It ain't Ralph, though, as Kanye would say. Like, is that also a challenge in terms of reaching your audience?
Yes. It's very challenging. It's very challenging because we compete with people that we really love, you know what I'm saying, like Gucci and stuff like that, you feel me, at any day. These fools, you feel me, really still buying these people stuff, you know, and it's innovating, because when you investing so much, you feel me, time and money into a business, you feel me, you want to see the results and stuff like that, because financially, you feel me, stuff's going to hit you and stuff, so you know what I'm saying, you looking at, you feel me, to make, you know what I'm saying, this and that. Well, once you, like me, like, I started to have my struggles when before Nipsey passed away, when I was, like, getting negativity, because, like, I always had the vision, like, man, mine's going to be bigger than Gucci and Polo and Wooty-Woo, you feel me? So that's why I was, like, coming out with little, you feel me, things that, you know what I'm saying, to take it, you feel me, the show, like, I still got the, you know what I'm saying, the quality and all that. It might be a different brand, you feel me? And then I seen it, like, okay, it's a different, you feel me, picture. And now, you feel me, with the brand, you just got to, you feel me, start embracing it. You know what I'm saying? So me, I had to learn, you feel me, how to do fashion. I had to learn how to do logos and all that stuff, you feel me, for the past year. So I was like, I'm a master it. You know what I'm saying? Because this was something I didn't even look at. Like, I'm going to be a fashion designer. You know what I'm saying? You just bragging about, you feel me, about your dreams, you feel me, at a young age. You feel me? It just, you know what I'm saying, something that really, you feel me, hit into reality and it really happened. So now you have the passion, you feel me, for it. You know, it's not just a hobby. It's something that you feel me, you want to have longevity, success off of. So that's why I was like, man, I got to master this, you know? So that's why I learned how to do everything. And I just think, yeah, the hardest part is just, like, people are just not embracing, like, okay, like, we got to, like, they like, we over here know, like, okay, if we do something wrong in the justice system, they're going to put us locked up and behind bars. You feel me? Just like all this Gucci and Prada, they talk about other black folks and this and that, races and woo-dee-woo. So we want to still run these numbers up, you feel me, and give them all money and make them rich and stuff. You feel me? Instead of just like, man, I'm investing my own, you feel me, and have, you know what I'm saying, make my own self, you know, until when the time comes, you feel me, then, you know, they not, you know what I'm saying, it's not understandable like that. That's why I just start off, like, slowly, like, you know, I just want to, you feel me, start off slowly and then transition, you feel me, into more stuff, you know, because it's like a teamwork makes a dream work anyway. You feel me? People like Gucci and Prada, they got a team, you feel me? Big team, you feel me? So, and it's like quality too, so, you know. But yeah, because I'm all about quality, man, you know, so I wouldn't even, you feel me, take my, waste my time trying to give 90%. I'm going to give 110% to anything, you know, so. You feel me? Because I want my, you feel me? Because I'm going to like my stuff just like I want my audience to like it too. So, yeah.
Yeah, that part right there. Because one thing about it is you're, when you got a product, you're presenting it. And if you put the work into it, this is the correlation between fashion and music is not that far apart because it's all about taste and consumption in terms of the demographic that you are trying to reach.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times artists, they have to understand that, and so do designers. Fashion, when we look at a lot of it from the black perspective, we look at Cross Colors, when we look at two black guys from Toronto, when we look at African American College Alliance, so many, Carl Kanai. These are brands that were designed for us and by us, you know, and the quality was good. Sometimes there were price points, and then there's sometimes the issues in terms of it gets oversaturated. You know, there's so many things that go into it that people have to understand the nuance of. But by the same token, when you find an audience for what you have, because, I mean, your stuff is just is top-of-the-line quality in terms of it. So, obviously, you definitely put the work into it. But I think also, too, when people got to understand when you're starting a business and doing it, people got to understand it doesn't happen overnight in terms of, like, you're going to get all these millions of dollars and celebrity endorsers. This stuff you got to work towards, and some people don't understand that, you know?
No, they don't. I mean, and then I'm starting to see that, like, okay, like, I'm starting to see what other, you feel me, people that's in a fashion business, and they got all the hype, you feel me, that's our culture, you feel me, that's like, you feel me, that quality is blue, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's why you feel like they be saying, like, oh, they, you know what I'm saying, you go to a black business, that customer service can be blue, too, you feel me? So, it's just all about, you feel me, learning in the aspect of just, you feel me, like, when it be ready for the time and when it comes, you know? And, like, that's why, you know, I just look at it like, man, you feel me? Because, like, these people that we get our fashion from overseas and stuff like that, China, you feel me, and the people, Paris, all them food, you feel me, just a little white, you know what I'm saying? So, you feel me, they already be, you feel me, already up on that, you know? So that's why we got to, you know, stop, you feel me, bullshitting with our quality and stuff, you feel me, and not gonna look at the financial, like you said, we have to build and grow and just want to keep growing into better, you feel me, but yeah, but that just keep me another, you feel me, confident boost, you feel me, I never, like I said, I'll be having a bad time, they just give me another confident boost to keep learning more, though, you know what I'm saying, that's like when I felt real bad when Nipsey, you feel me, passed away. I just, you know what I'm saying? But it gave me a confident boost. Like, I need to learn everything. I need to, you feel me? I'm not even going to look at them. Man. That's when I didn't even look, you know what I'm saying? Care. I woke up to 1,000, you feel me? Because, like, we got a lot of, you feel me, multi-woop, 1,000. I'm like, nah, you feel me? I want to learn, you feel me, all that, you know, about this, you know? So, yeah. But, yeah, we just got to be ready for the timing, though.
And, you know, one thing about it, too, is that because we can't, you know, we got to shout out another distinguished clothing line, City of Grind. Shout out to Ty Godwin, you know, doing his thing, too, man. I mean, you know, we interviewed him a couple months back. You know, what you and him do, Carlos, does your city proud because it carries on the tradition of showing that no matter where you're from, that that you can make it. Now, one thing you spoke about is, you know, and I'm going to go there to a degree and with what I'm about to say next, and it's not trying to step on nobody's toes, but it's about understanding the process in terms of progress. But one thing about it is you talk about how you are trying to maintain ownership in terms of, you know, you want to learn all aspects of it in terms of just really understanding, like, you know, what you're really trying to go across. And you seem to have a very humble and understandably in a realistic approach to knowing what you have to do. Then we look at the situation, what happened with LeVar Ball, with Big Baller Brand. And while
Bowler season.
I respect, Yeah, what I was and what I respect what he was trying to do with his brand, because I'm never going to root against another black man. I'm never going to say for them to fail. But he was trying to, he thought that his brand was going to be so, he thought by his personality alone that it would be so audacious, it would be so big, that it would be, people would just buy it just because of him. And then he said basically what he was looking for was to find, was to co-brand it with, you know, either Adidas, Under Armour, or Nike. But I'm like, dude, did you even really, in terms of understanding, what is your brand equity? What does it represent? Who is your target audience? Why should they buy your brand? You know, what, yeah, and I don't think he really understood that in terms of, it's great what he was trying to do for his kids. And then also, too, one of the most important things, know who you're going into business with. Because with Alan Foster, the guy he started it with, Alan Foster stole money from his son. So it's like he wasn't even, it's like he was looking one way but not looking straight away. In terms of what you see long term with what you're doing with the brand, is there a possibility that you could do a collaboration with a big company if everything is correct, or would this rather be something that you, you know, pretty much you maintain direct control over?
That's something like you said, like, own stuff, you feel me? So I would love to do collabs with everybody. See, me, that's one thing I did. I'm like, oh, I'm going to learn how to do everything, and I'm going to own all this, you feel me? Got an LLC, IN, you feel me, generate good credit and all that, you know what I'm saying? So that's why,
right,
you feel
right.
me, I want to, you feel me, collab, you know what I'm saying, with everybody, you feel me? Because I seen that everybody, you feel me, have a passion, you feel me, and they can relate to poverty, you feel me, at this time, because I be seeing a lot of, you feel me, our culture doing fashion and stuff like that. So, you feel me, like, I would love, you feel me, to collab and stuff. And people didn't know, like, this year, at the beginning of this year, I collab with Miss Erica Ford, you feel me, and her nonprofit organization.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, it was just like, it was no peace. She had a whole, you feel me, peace week. Whole peace week for the whole New York, you know. So it was funded and everything by the government, you feel me? Like, I, you know, we had gave out, you know what I'm saying, rides and everything to our team. So it was a great listening, because at the end of the day, you know, we was helping out this next generation too. You feel me? So I want to put that, you feel me, and people ask that too. Now I look at, you know what I'm saying, just how, you feel me, we collabing or just making it, you know, so we got to collab on, you feel me, understand that we going to help the next culture too, you feel me, by taking time, you feel me, out, you know what I'm saying, want to give back and stuff like that, because the people going to understand, like, oh, you feel me, I want to be like, you know what I'm saying, understanding they want to become better and stuff like that, you know, not just want to be like, just like the regular, you feel me, typical dude that they see on the streets and think he made it, you feel me, nah, you feel me, it's different. So, yeah, that's why, you know, I love it, you feel me, collab with big brands. Like, it don't matter, you feel me, how they want to do it, you feel me, because I have all ownership and I'm willing, you feel me, to listen. And I understand teamwork makes a dream work. And I'd rather be on a team, you feel me, full of, you know what I'm saying, superstar, just like, you know what I'm saying, U.S. Olympics. So that's how we're going to make it work.
Yeah, man. And, I mean, pretty much, have you had any have any celebrities, other celebrities reached out to you in terms of wanting to get on board in terms of branding and possibly, you know, maybe buying stock in a company or just showing support in general?
Like I had, like, I'm going to tell you how to, like, the first celebrity that had, like, really a celebrity is the queen that has shown me how to do, like, shirts and everything. And it was Snoop Dogg, you feel me, person. You know, and DJ Battlecat and Quayna and actually DJ Quick Cousin and stuff. So I reached out to those three people, and they seen it. And I just wanted to keep, you know what I'm saying, like, understanding, like, man, I got to, you know what I'm saying, keep showing my actions, you feel me? I feel like my resume, you feel me, haven't been up there even enough. So I just want to keep building my resume, you know what I'm saying, just like and you know what I'm saying, our regular, you feel me, people going to see your resume, they're going to hit you up if they want to, you feel me, and stuff like that. But I believe, you feel me, you just got to be ready for the timing, and I just have to build my resume up, you feel me, and get it up there and just be ready, you know? Yeah, I just want to just give a shout-out to them people, you feel me, because it's like, you, like, a lot of, you feel me, they have a lot of, you know what I'm saying, time on their hand, but they also have a team, too, to help them. So Snoop Dogg, you feel me, that do his clothing, they show me how to do mine. So I just want to give a big shout out to them, like Chubb, you know. Because it's crazy, because, you know, I just be, you know, on like me, I was like, man, I have a passion, you feel me, so I'm just going to go ahead. Shout out to 211, too. He also, you feel me, getting me, you feel me, understand, like, man, here it go, just, here go a blueprint, you feel me, I can help you, you feel me, and, you know what I'm saying, you go out there and keep going on your own. So, and he a big part of his community, too. He helped a lot of people out, too, 211.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Shout out to Big Snoop Dogg, man. So in terms of the music industry out there, in terms of artists coming up out of South Central right now, who you really feeling in terms of who are the dopest artists coming up that we should be listening out for?
The dopest artists that should be listening out be coming out of South Central. It's kind of like it depends like what type of, like, you know, but I believe you got Blue Bloods Clan, you have them, you feel, because it's like now, all right, y'all listen to Detroit, you feel me, Detroit, you know what I'm saying, rapped out, and a lot of people in Cali, you feel me, starting to transition towards that Detroit type of flow, you feel me, so it depends, you know what I'm saying, what type of music y'all like, you feel me, you know, that's just how the whole culture is, they starting to sound like this and that type of town and stuff like that, because a lot of times they coming out here anyway to California just to get their big chance, you feel me, and dream, you feel me,
right.
We have everything out here anyway, so you feel me, like they like, dang, you feel me, like they taking over, so they just gonna transition on their way, you feel me, no, oh, I sounding different, I ain't talking about no gang making politics, this and that, you feel me, so, you know, so, it, you know, but I really, you know, said, like, the upcoming ones, yeah, I don't really, you know, really can tell you, because I know, you feel me, they got, like, a lot of mainstream ones, like Coop, you feel me, Culinary Coop. I also like Snoop Harville, you feel me, like, the out of Blue, they got, like, a lot of little team up there, you feel me, and they circle and stuff. That's just the only thing I really listen to, you know, because I've been vibing to, like, you know, like, really, like, you know what I'm saying, people that's not even, like, really here, like, I've just been vibing to Nipsey music lately. Yeah, like people like that, you know what I'm saying? I probably might want to hear all that, you feel me, all the time. You feel that Detroit type, you know? I just want to listen to some real life rap music. But yeah, it's crazy though. I don't really know none of people that got that real life rap music though out here though. They really got their own type of flow, you know? Like I said, out of Blue, they got their team, 18, 9, so I like listening to them. You feel me? And then you also got Lil Deuce, you feel me, representing his. You feel me? Nice too, Lil Deuce, representing Inglewood. But
yeah. But the music keeps coming. I mean, of course, you got Compton AB, you got Cam and China, you got G Perico, you got AD. You know.
But I believe all them people made it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like AD, he made it. Until he don't even want to make no music no more. He don't no jumper with. You know what I'm saying? You got Compton AB. He still make music though. You feel me? He doing this thing on independent wise, and still helping some people in his circle and stuff to help promote off his name, get they bread. He doing that. So, but yeah, like BG Puerto Rico. I forgot BG Puerto Rico. He old too. You feel me?
Shout out to Broadway.
I love Quincy. Like, it's crazy because you said the new ones, they kind of, you know what I'm saying, they been out, you feel me, to me. You feel me, Quincy, all them, like, or RJ, you feel me, they all been out. You feel me, at the top to me. You feel me, I believe RJ, you feel me, like, you know what I'm saying, man, at the top for long. He was the best one out of the whole 400 team, you feel me, to me. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you got
03, 03,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what's dope about the New West movement. I mean, considering that these guys, you guys already knew of these guys, and they probably been grinding, they've been out for years. It's kind of like they're new to us, and we seeing that they doing their thing, because it used to be a time where they had to come. If you didn't have Dr. Dre or Snoop or Cube stamp here, you weren't going to really make it that far. So these young boys, they call it a new lane.
Yeah, that's real. And it's crazy because, like, Because these people, you feel me, work like 211, you feel me, they work, you feel me, with their local, you feel me, artists, like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, if you was, like, locally an artist and no matter what hood you was from, you feel me, like, if it was time to work, you feel me, understand it's financially, you feel me, talking about this late, let's get it going, you know what I'm saying? So, and then they were, like, also, you feel me, like, a lot of teams that was promoters, you feel me, in L.A., you feel me, they were play their music in the club, you feel me? So they would be promoting with outsiders, you feel me? That, you know what I'm saying? But they would make sure, like, oh, listen, like, oh, for sure, he hard, you feel me? Because he wasn't, you feel me, politicking. None of these cats wasn't politicking about, you feel me, by no gang making anyway in their music, you feel me? Probably when it's upbringing, but you know what I'm saying? When they made it, it's most of, like, Dom Kennedy, you feel me? He went the hardest out the West, you know? And then also Kent James, you feel me? Out of they team, all the Future, they was back in the day. So, yeah, a lot of people, you feel me, in the West, that's really, you know. But they just, you feel me, because they wasn't independent, you know what I'm saying, doing their own thing. A lot of them was, you feel me. So they started like, okay, you feel me, I'm just going to embrace my independence because I made it. A lot of people, because they made it, that's why you be able to hear it, because they was independent. I mean, they was, like, all independent, right. So they was able to do what they want, you feel me. So now they just chilling, you feel me? They probably still independent, you feel me? You just doing what they want because you seeing all your money. So, like, you coming from poverty, you feel me? We ain't seeing nothing really. So, a million, you feel me, two, we own, you know? Just all for, you feel me? Some people can't even make. They got 20, 30 years in the game, you feel me? Talking like Ice-T and Ice Cube and stuff. Like, and they making it, you feel me, just in a year and stuff, so. That put them on a pedestal, and they like, man, we got involved, you feel me, with these politics in these streets, too. So, you know, make them just keep on doing their own thing and just keep on rapping and stuff like that.
Yeah, man. So pretty much when you look at the industry now, where do you see hip-hop going in terms of not only the West Coast, but just the music culture in general? Where do you see it going in terms of how it's evolving and what we're going to see, you know, some years from now with it?
And y'all gonna see great. Y'all gonna hear great music and hear hopefully better people. You feel me? Than the people that we listen to, because they did give a platform. You feel me? To get the next culture. You feel me? A better, you know what I'm saying, sound anyway. So hopefully you hear better music and stuff like that. And because it's like, it's easy to be ownership too now. You feel me? So we going to hear, you know, we should hear better music. Hear it better out.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, especially when you have easier outlets for you to get your stuff out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Especially with the technology and stuff. That's what I believe. You feel me? Like, it's going to be better, you feel me? Better music. And people are going to be starting to enjoy, you feel me, in tune to every sound. Because, I mean, I'm in tune to every sound. Because, like, you can't, it's not just, like, typical rap music these days. That's why I was like, for me, it's like, that's why you ask anybody, like, now, like, who's your top five best rapper these days? They kind of pause for a minute and stuck. Because it's like, it's so much, you feel me, different type of sounds and people, you feel me, rapping and this and that, or singing, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's crazy, you know. We just have to embrace it, you know, like, you know. So, but yeah, I just believe it's going to be easier. I can know that for a fact, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be easier for people to get, you know what I'm saying, they fame up and everything else. You feel me, just like it is now. You know, it's going to be more easier to be dependent and stuff like that, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's where I think we all, you know, we all have a positive view of where it's going to go from so many different ends of it. Because one thing about it, man, is when you look at everything has to evolve in terms of taste, style, you know, paradigms, you know, the way of thinking. People are obviously not going to be channeled into one box, and I think that's where obviously, hip-hop is a beautiful culture because of what we are allowed, you know, what we hear, you know, as people of color, what we created. It was our outlet for how we, you know, grew up and how we view the world. Pretty much, as you said, in terms of how, you know, music has, you know, especially going digital, been able to get to more ears, obviously, because of the efficiency of it. How has it been for you in terms of being able to go online with your operation in terms of IG, Twitter, what have you, and being able to directly interact, you know, with people in terms of telling them about what you do and people reacting to you in such a supportive and positive fashion?
Yeah. I mean, because it's like, I've seen it. I'm like, man, it's changed, you feel me? Because, like, I believe, because, like, man, because it's crazy, because, like, we see, because me, I'm, like, half Asian, you feel me? Half Asian Cuban, my posse, you feel me? He living in DR, you feel me? He be back and forth always, you feel me, from Haiti and stuff. And, like, every time when I seen him, you feel me, he was, like, I've only seen him, like, a few times, but I had to learn how to speak French, too, a little bit, too, because they speak French. But anyways, you know what I'm saying? It was, like, he would always put me on technology, though. You know what I'm saying? And now, you feel me, like, telling me, you know what I'm saying, like, it's going to be better, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? This you know what I'm saying? This off of, you feel me, computer brand, you know? I'm like, dang. You know, and then, you feel me, to get the music for them, to hear the music out there in different countries, they got to, you feel me, listen to digital, you feel me? ID, you feel me? And then you have people, you feel me, back in the CD days, you feel me, you have people, you feel me, making the CDs and bringing them, you know what I'm saying, to them. You feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? They want it to be easier, you feel me, to get worldwide, you feel me, around the world. You get what I'm saying? So now it's an easier platform, you feel me, because most of, you feel me, are engineers and, like, you feel me, computer brains, you feel me, is foreigner people and stuff like that. So, you know, so I started to see that, like, technology. You feel me? Like me, I'm like, you know, start seeing that right now. You feel me? Like, you know, all my life, technology. So, and then, like, these fools want to talk about, you feel me, they doing this dope. They're like, man, no, you feel me, technology. You feel me? Niggas ain't no dope dealers now. It's technology. So, yeah, it's different now. So,
yeah, yeah. That it is. You know, but I think that's where it's all, I think one thing when we deal with social media, I think it should always be used in its proper place in terms of promoting and really being able to brand yourself, whether fashion or, you know, music, it's not meant to be the frequency of foolishness that I think a lot of people try to get out there. Because the reality is,
amen,
you do not want to have a situation where years from now people are going to be looking at you for all the wrong things you did online as opposed,
amen,
to the right
you
things
about that.
That, yeah, that you put out there, because those things follow you. And when you get to a certain place, whether you're, it's like King and myself, you know, what we do with this show, you know, and how we handle our social media. We can be wild and goofy at times, but we are never purposefully disrespectful or trying to insult somebody. We'll ask provocative questions at times and say profound things, but it's all about to make our listeners think. And, you know, we would like to think that we keep ourselves honorable and honor the culture with what we do. You know, we don't have to stoop to low theatrics in order to get an audience. What will you tell a lot of these people coming into the game in terms of how to basically handle being out there in the public light and understanding your role and your purpose once that spotlight hits you?
Yeah, I would tell people, like, you gotta just do ownership, you feel me? Like, because it's like you were saying, this music is, like, real, real bad these days, you know? It's sad. And I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't define what's going on, because, like, it's my culture. I just know, like, they can use, like you said, different words. see back in the day, they was using different words because they was getting off like, you feel me? Their bars was like different. See, now they not even throwing like a full 16 in their music, you know what I'm saying, a full, you know what I'm saying? They barely giving out a barely 8 now these days, you feel me? So, yeah, and then like you got social media, you feel me, really, you know what I'm saying, giving us PTSD, bringing up the brain, so they even, you feel me, entertaining this crap, you feel me, that make the people even want to bring out even more bull crap, you feel me? So, and it's real, you feel me, ignorant these days, you feel me, and it put, you know what I'm saying, females, you feel me, looking embarrassed and stuff like that, you feel me, and then making males, you feel me, thinking they this and that, but really they lame, you feel me, they self, you know what I'm saying, it's making, you know what I'm saying, a lot of stuff look bad. But, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, and then, like, and it's crazy because, like, you hear this good sound, and this good sound in this beat, and you hear this, you know what I'm saying, that's the person that really should be on the track, though. You feel me? The person, you know what I'm saying, that really made the sound, but he don't want to because he know, you feel me, they not finna give him the check, you feel me, because since social media and everybody else, you feel me, listen to this bull crap, you feel me? So they just gonna switch up, you feel me, that brother or whatever, you know what I'm saying, it's crazy, you know what I'm saying, put you like, dang. Like, I don't even like music. That's it, you on something like that. I don't even like music now. You know, like you were saying, like, man, it's just a bunch of bull crap. You know, like, what? Yeah, man, that's just how it is, though. But, you know, like I just said, you know, I like it, though, you feel me? Like I said, it's my culture, so I don't never hate, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? I just be like, you know, like, they can use better choice of words, though, like you said, you feel me? Like, of course, you could use better choice of words because a lot of this stuff is sound bull crap. And then, like I said, I couldn't even, you know what I'm saying, represent, you feel me, nigga, that's really, like, tight, you feel me? Like, I want people to listen to, you feel me, from my West Coast, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you know what I'm saying, like, the choice is a word, but I, you feel me, we got a lot of good people, you know what I'm saying, that really been out to me, you feel me? But, you know what I'm saying, so that's the reason why they stand longer, you feel me? So, like, Dub and all them, like you said, Pac-Man, all them, you know? Cause they choice of words, you feel me, and mature anyway, you feel me? And they, you know what I'm saying, they get off, you know what I'm saying? But now niggas want to sing, you feel me, auto-tone, and that's a great thing, you feel me, I guess so, you know? So they getting paid, you feel me? So, hey, you know, they just, you feel me, put, you know what I'm saying, your platform, make you look bad, you feel me? Because, you know what I'm saying, because at the end of the day, you feel me, our kids got to see this, you know? You know, but it just motivate me, like, man, you know, I want my kid to do better, you feel me, make me, you feel me, use better choices of words, too, you feel me, if I'm in that position, too, so, yeah.
Yeah, and that's important, man, because when you're looking at who's going to see what you do, you know, I think it's something where you have to look at it from a perspective of how people are going to perceive you, because, for a lot of times, artists who get out there and they are in the public light, there's going to be a lot of people that they meet along the way. And then some people who they're never going to meet, but their visuals in terms of what they do in public and media are going to be the first impression that people get of them, you know. And either you're going to do something that is so profoundly respected that people are just going to love you always, or you're just going to do something so stupefyingly dumb that people are going to look at you as a joke and you might never recover from it. But that is something I think people have to understand in terms of the gravity of what you do when you choose to be out in public, because once you make that conscious decision, and sometimes it's unconscious, but once you're thrust into it in terms of becoming a public figure, you know, you have to understand that this is something now that your life is not your own anymore. This is the whole world in terms of watching what you do, unless you just do something drastic where you decide you don't want to do it. I remember what Aaron Magruder, the creator of the Boondocks, said, you know, how do you stop being famous? Just stop talking. And yet it's still, we have some people that seemingly can't stop talking, and they will constantly say things to, you know, purposefully cause drama. And then we're looking at it like, yo, it's like, is it really worth all of that?
Yeah, who are you telling? And you remember, like, what they used to say back in the day, you got to practice what you preach. And now these days, these fools don't even write their stuff or nothing like that. They just go up in there and just, you know, and go off, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I just believe, you feel me, like if they just go back traditionally and, you feel me, that would make them even better, you know, start to understand like, dang, I sound like this. Like, hold on. You feel me? I said that. But they don't, you know, they just listening to like the beat. Anyway, they don't really listen to the lyrics. It's crazy because, like, now these days, you feel me, that's just how it is in life. You talk to a person, you feel me, like, is you listening to you, what I just said? You feel me? But they just want to listen to what they want to hear. So, I don't know.
Yeah. See, that's the downside to social media, I think, sometimes at times, man, because it's made everybody lazy in terms of communication. I think it's great in terms of social media at its core is great because of how it is able to connect people, like how we connected with you, you know, but I think also too, at times it depersonalizes interactions with people because you have people that are too reliant in terms of texting when you can just call somebody or you can just meet up with someone or, you know, then we see who didn't graduate school because their spelling is just totally beyond something of aliens that aliens couldn't even comprehend. You know, and it begins to be a situation where I think at some point it just turns into something where they don't really understand about how to really effectively communicate. That I think, you know, what it is. You know, but you know, I think that's where there always has to be a very you have to understand exactly where you're trying to go with it. I would tell anybody, don't make social media your whole life. It can be part of your life. Don't make it everything in your life. You know, because it is important to have something outside of that. And I think that's where some people get in trouble because they're trying to live out something that, you know, because when you look at it, I mean, if we really start believing a lot of stuff we see on social media, everybody's life is lit. Like, everybody partying, everybody got money, you know, anybody got no problems, and we know that's not true. And then subsequently, we see the breakdowns in terms of what happens when these things go haywire. You know, when we really start seeing people have these meltdowns on social media because of something that happened or in their personal lives. And I would just tell people, number one, when people do have, like, you know, when people start having these situations, let's, number one, not ridicule them because anything can happen to us. So when we see people going through things, we need to support them. Let's not put them down. If they say something stupid, I think cancel culture is a little over the top sometimes because my thing is let's give people a chance to understand. Let's understand why people are uninformed. See, we're quick to bash, but we have to sometimes look at people in terms of where their level of understanding is. It's like what happened with the baby. Was what he said ignorant? Absolutely. Should he have said it? I don't believe he should have said that. I thought it was very, I thought in terms of, because there are people that I know who are very close to me that had HIV, who have HIV. And, you know, and when, and at the end of the day, people's lives or whatever they do, whether they're gay or straight or whatever, but to say all of those things that kind of run in a negative stereotype about gay people, HIV, and everything. Me as a straight man, I would never say something like that because I'm, even though I'm, you know, not part of the gay community or trans community, I still respect those people as humans. And that's just something, that's just an example of, like I said, what I believe, you know, people got to understand, you know, when you're out there, watch what you say. But when people say the wrong thing, let's have a conversation about, okay, you said something dumb and ignorant. Mm. Let's talk about why you said something dumb and ignorant. And let's see if we can build a bridge to, you know, communicate these things.
For real. I just wish they would, like, turn up like that, you feel me, when the next, you feel me, opposite person say that about, like, black people, you feel me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You feel me? Yeah. Like, you know, back in the day, like, you know, now they think it's cool. You feel me? They first say nigger or something like that. It's cool, you know. So I don't know. This shit crazy. Yeah, you
it
right
is,
about
but
that.
But you got to look at the culture in terms of what we previously had in office, in terms of how
yeah.
a lot of that ignorance was legitimized. You know, but I think one thing about ignorance, it's an infection that affects everybody, and no matter what color you are. And I would tell people, you know, because black people, we like to say, well, I said what I said. Well, guess what? You may have said what you said, but that don't make it a fact either.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
Just like I'll tell a white person, you know, you can look at all this stuff that is stereotypical of black people. You can say something, but guess what? You say something negative, that's not going to be true about us, about, you know, in terms of what you may think, because you're only looking at it from your perception but not understanding our reality or really dealing with us from a level of really seeing what goes on. It's easy for everybody to point fingers and say things when they have no knowledge, but it takes a real individual to come to grips with what they don't know and then educate themselves on that so they don't make errant statements. I think that's the most important. That's how real dialogue, that's how real change begins, once we understand each other better. And we can all learn from each other. I think that's the most important thing. We have to stop putting these artificial boundaries on each other, because we all live in a world together, and while we may have different views and feelings, we're all human, and we all want the same thing in terms of being able to live a good life and being able to provide for ourselves and our family and be living a peaceful existence. Ain't always going to be kumbaya,
yeah.
but we at least try to at least respect each other's space. And I think sometimes between social media and now how that is giving people this false sense of security of hiding behind a keyboard in terms of banging away and certain things, yeah, it has gotten really dangerous out there. That's why I tell people you really need to watch what, because we've seen situations on social media where it spills over into real life and it gets ugly.
Yes, it does.
Hey, guys, what I miss out on, man? My fault.
You good. Now, we're talking about social media. Now, just talking about social media, how people can get out there acting crazy, and how, you know, being a public figure, you got to have a responsibility
mm-hmm.
in terms of just knowing what you're saying and what you're doing out there.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that sucks, man. I mean, it ain't like it was back in the blog era, where
yes.
you can pretty much get away with a lot of stuff and speak your mind, because everybody's watching everybody now.
Yes.
Yeah, we were just talking about that, about, you know, people can say what's on their mm-hmm. mind, but the thing is, make sure it's factual with what you say. And a lot of times
yes.
people like to say, well, I said what I said, but I'm like, that don't make it true you said what you said. You know?
Yes.
You
I mean,
know,
I think it all go back to our school and our teaching, too. They teach us a lot of throwback stuff about our history anyway. You feel me? That people
mm-hmm.
understand that, you know what I'm saying? Of course we change, so that's why it'd be like a debate about it and stuff like that all the time.
Yeah, you know, they're trying to take teaching slavery and all that stuff. They're trying to take that out of schools. I'm like, okay, so what are y'all going to say about how black people got over here? You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah, you know. They don't talk
know,
about the Haiti
yeah.
Revolution. They're going to say,
as Kanye say, they made it by choice to come over here.
They
got on the boat by choice. Minimum wage wasn't
it.
Cutting it. They gonna rewrite the whole thing.
And that's why it's dangerous when you take certain things out of schools in terms of those lessons, because it becomes distorted, and then everybody starts trying to make up their own narrative of things. And I'm like, you know, when we look at America, because we're all American, we're African from our ancestry, but we're American by birth. When we look at, I think, it's always been a very uncomfortable subject when we look at race and history in America, because it's the atrocities that have been committed in this country, and I'm not saying this as being anti-American, because I love the freedoms that we enjoy here. I'm never going to be anti-American, ever. But I will say there are parts of American history that we do need to face that were anti-ethnicity, And this is stuff we can't run away from, you know, whether slavery, whether the Japanese internment camps we had here during World War II. I mean, when we look at how immigrants were treated coming here, you know, and if we do not take these conversations seriously and have them open and frank and honest, we're doomed to repeat it because people are not going to learn anything about how we got to where we're at today. You know, but this also goes into, I would tell people, I've said this before and I will say it again, watch your historical sources in terms of where you get information from, because some of these people out here who claim to know the quote-unquote truth, they couldn't spell T-R-U, let alone, you know, put the T-H on it for emphasis, you know. So just because people may have a narrative that they want to push about certain things, their narrative doesn't make it true. And I think that's why we have to have people who are informed in the right capacity of information, who are able to tell people, because this is how ignorance keeps getting spread around. You have people who think they know everything who don't know nothing. But if it's new, they'll say something that is not true, and then it'll be some type of information that'll be new to a person that they know nothing, and then that other person believes it, and then it spreads around, you know. So we have to keep the dialogue real and watch who gets out online, and stop giving people who have no kind of credibility whatsoever, you know, that's the reason why Young Pharaoh got kicked off YouTube. We're not upset about it.
Yeah.
Young Pharaoh.
Nah, man. We don't want to give guys like that type of light on this show.
No.
Let's call them anonymous.
Yeah.
We don't promote lights on Off the Cuff Radio here.
That's right.
Yeah,
hey,
man.
You're right,
that's
though.
That's the way things
got to
move.
Yeah, you're right about that.
That just goes against the protocols of the show, man. Like, we can't give guys like that form of energy.
No, you can't.
No.
You can't.
But as we we definitely enjoy this, man. As we get ready to close it out, is there any other shout outs you'd like to give before we close shop for the night or what have you?
Oh yeah, man. I have to give a shout out. Matter of fact, I need to, like I was saying, who is the listeners? I forgot. Roddy Rich, man. I need to listen to him, his music.
Shout out to Roddy Rich,
and his team. Trap Kitchen, they whole team, man, they whole movie.
Yeah, the cook.
You know,
yeah,
the whole
yeah.
Clothing line, Stay Hungry. Yeah, all them. The whole called Compton over there. Shout out to the city, like you said, Compton, L.A., you feel me? Inglewood, you know. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, all them people, man. And, yeah, I just want to thank y'all. You know, y'all giving a great platform to give people opportunities for younger, you feel me, people to listen to, and, you know what I'm saying, have people to have a different mindset, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, when they hear the interview and everything. And I really appreciate y'all. And y'all go make sure y'all check out the latest, you know what I'm saying, the best fashion, South Central Unified. Yeah.
Yeah, man, look, we appreciate you so
definitely,
much.
Man.
We appreciate you. Yeah, man. We thank you. And keep doing what you do, youngin. And, you know, you're welcome back anytime, you know. You know, this is huge what you're doing out there. It can't be understated. You know, we really want to give you your flowers, letting you know how much we appreciate what you do and how we're always going to root for you and support you in terms of your endeavors. Just keep pushing, man. Keep pushing. Keep spreading that positivity and keep growing genius in the next generation.
Yes, man. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate your words and everything. And I will. Actions speak louder than word. That's what I'm about, man. I'm willing to put this into actions, man.
Definitely, bro.
Definitely.
So, yeah,
yes,
we about to head up out of here, man. We appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate y'all.
Definitely, man. And on that note, God bless. God, Steve.
We up out of here, man.
OG. And we out.
Yeah, likewise. Peace.